from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
This week, dear listener, we are going to look at the State of the Global Workplace 2022 report, which is from Gallup. And the report also says it's the voice of the world's employees. So they have a lot of people giving their view on how they feel about work, basically. And it's a very long report, but it's cut into lots of graphs. It was quite light on commentary, I thought, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. I think the numbers probably do the talking enough. So, Nigel, I mean, we'll try and keep it under... Let's try and aim for 5 minutes. I think we said we would try and do that in some of these. I mean, I just chucked this at you a few minutes ago. I think it's quite interesting because they gain insights from tens of thousands of employees around the world. So it gives you a global snapshot and basically says, well, what's it like to be at work? And I think it kind of isn't that great. If you're in Europe, it certainly isn't that great.
And it's pretty consistently not great. I think what is interesting this year are two things. One is that we are at the highest, pretty much the highest level of thriving at work and pretty much the highest level of being engaged at work. But you add those two together, you still only get 54% of the workforce. So therefore, if my mathematics is correct, 46% of the workforce are either disengaged or actively disengaged. So you could say, well, that's good news. It is tipping a little bit upwards. But then you get to the next section and it says 44% of employees experienced stress a lot of the previous day. So that is an extraordinary figure that 56% of the workforce experienced stress. Now, they don't define that very clearly. It's mostly subjective. So you can say I felt stressful and someone else can say I didn't and they were doing the same thing. But nevertheless, you've got that corollary. On the one hand, there's 54% of the workforce who feel highly engaged or simply engaged in the workforce. And then you've got 44 who are experiencing stress and are not highly engaged, not even a bit engaged. And they've related it partly back to COVID, but it's also partly back to the way we do business, you know, the way we work, essentially. So, yeah, it's an interesting report, but it's not glib. You know, there's not a lot you can say, well, if you just did that, this would solve the problem, because it wouldn't.
Yeah.
It would just, you know, it may even make it worse. So that is it. The challenge is there, but the solution is not obvious.
I would echo that, but I would also say, you know, from a European perspective, 14% employee engagement. That's just not at all good, obviously. I think 47%, you know, are thriving at work. Again, less than half the workforce. Yeah. I think it's also, it is a useful benchmarking report against your own engagement data in your workplace, I think. And I think also it has an interesting set of questions around, were you worrying yesterday? How stressful did you feel yesterday? How angry did you feel yesterday? How sad did you feel yesterday? They're quite interesting questions. It's a snapshot, but I think this is worthy of looking at just because it will give you some big picture data on how happy or engaged people are at work and kind of how stressed they are too.
I agree. But there's lots of other things. For example, 45% of employees think that it's a good climate for finding new jobs. And 61% are happy with their country's efforts to preserve the environment. So you've got these contradictions as well. So it is a complicated picture. So it's actually quite a good time to be able to find other jobs. It's a good time if you're interested in the environmental responsibility of the company you work with. But overall, none of that is relevant in a way, because if the vast majority of people are actively or simply disengaged, who cares about anything else? You know, that's the bottom line. And there are all sorts of strategies which the report outlines, but there's nothing seems to detract from that pretty basic figure that at any one moment, a good proportion of the workforce are disengaged, unengaged with what they're doing.
Okay, I think we've kept it a bit more brief than we normally do. So why don't we end it there? But worth having a look at Gallup's report. I mean, they always do very large-scale reports and they've always got something interesting to say. So definitely go and have a look at that. Thanks, Nigel.
It's a pleasure, Martin. From scratch.